This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and you know, it's been way too long for this guy to come back on our show. He was back on the show April 3rd, 2017. At that time, I told you I liked the stock. You could have picked it up around 2 cents. Right now, it's trading between 4 and 5 cents a share. We're talking no other than Air Test Technologies, ATI, Air Test Technologies, Inc. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture up there in Canada, ticker symbol AAT. They also trade on the OTC markets down here in the States, AATGF. And with us today is the CEO of that company, going to bring us up to date and up to speed of what's been going on for the last 9 months, is no other than George Graham. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of how you guys make your money and what you guys are all about.
Well, Air Test has been around for some time, and we have been involved in controlling HVAC systems in buildings, and pretty well everything we do ends up saving energy. And we work on the efficiency of commercial buildings. Going way back, we were involved in and are still involved in controlling fan activity in parking garages to try and keep the energy reduced as much as possible, but still maintain the safety factor that a parking garage requires. But we've also moved to a large extent into controlling ventilation in commercial buildings based on occupancy. And this is something that's been around for quite a while, but it's still a very small percentage of buildings, even though some areas now with a new building, it's code. But there's a small percentage of buildings that are actually controlled by CO2 monitoring to activate HVAC systems based on how many people are in the space, rather than letting them run full speed based on engineering design of maximum occupancy.
Well, you guys have always been in the sensor business for commercial buildings to make it more efficient for the client, if you will. But the last couple of years, you guys have developed a strong wireless sensor and the capability, which will expect rapid growth going forward. Where do we stand on that product?
Well, and we've actually moved it into, we've got more than just the product, but it started with our ability to, we were able to connect with a company based in the UK that had developed, I think the military people had developed the type of CO2 sensor that for, I guess, chemical warfare application or something like that. But it ended up, these people bought the rights to it and started producing this sensor. And wireless CO2 has not been available until this recent times, because All the CO2 sensors were built based on infrared technology, which used a little bulb in this part of the core material, and so their power draw was too high. And where temperature sensors, humidity sensors, pressure sensors have been wireless for a long time in buildings, there was no CO2 sensors wireless. And so when these people came up with this LED-based unit, we were quite interested in it, and we took that product, which draws about 1% of the energy that the other commercial CO2 sensors would draw, and we worked closely with a company, a U.S. company, that was very strong in wireless radio technology, and we developed this combination CO2 sensor and wireless. We actually do it with a Wi-Fi signal, and so that we're able to send a wireless signal based on the number of people in a space now, instead of having to wire in sensors all through the building. And it's a huge saving. The people doing it's called demand controlled ventilation, the DCV we call it for short, but that's the technology for controlling HVAC systems based on occupancy. And so what we do now, we've kind of moved it past the first stage of just having a signal sent, and we've partnered with a company that's very strong interface technology provider, and so we can send a Wi-Fi signal, for instance, to a rooftop air handler, and we have an interface piece of equipment there that will take the Wi-Fi signal and convert it to an analog signal to run the HVAC. And we've even moved it along now to where we can discover faults with HVAC equipment, like whether it's the economizer that they use on a lot of the buildings, or just the RTU itself, the air handler. And so they can now not only control the input or the use of energy coming into the building, but can also provide very strong information as to exactly how well those units are operating, because that's another energy-saving feature in the system now. And so we've moved it quite a long ways from where we started just with the wireless CO2. And we work not only in the case of a supermarket, we have a large number of things. We control humidity, we control the outside air coming in as far as the humidity levels go. And so we do the demand controlled ventilation. We do dew point monitoring to make sure that the air in there is not getting too high where it might cause condensation on cabinets and so on. And then we also have the fault detection, and we even do, we've moved into monitoring chillers in large buildings using the same kind of sensor technology with that interface type technology company that we partner with. And so we can add that to part of our savings. So the savings in a supermarket with a full package are pretty substantial. We're finding that we're getting, just in the initial ones that we've analyzed, that we're looking at probably less than a 6-month payback on the full cost of the product, where they have rebates for energy saving, places like California and Florida and Ontario, for that matter, all have pretty strong rebates for saving energy. So that works to the advantage of both the user and ourselves, for that matter, in that it creates a lot more opportunity.
My guest today is George Graham. He's the CEO of AirTest Technologies, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol AATGF. They also trade up on the TSX Venture at AAT. Let me ask you this, George, while I got you here on the show. Do you think that the revenues for 2018 are going to be greater than the revenues for 2017?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We have had, like a lot of public companies, it's not always easy arranging the type of financing that you need to grow the aggressively pursue your business plan. But we are in a process right now, if we finally got to where we can develop the type of financing that will allow us to go full speed, even without adequate, with a difficult cash flow situation through a lot of last year, we still grew 18% over the previous year. And this year, we expect to grow a lot more than that. We think it'll be somewhere between 50 and 100%, but it depends how quickly we can get, everything in place that we need. We know the market quite well, and the interesting thing that we have is there's a lot of chains that have put in demand control ventilation using hardwired products. Like, for instance, our sensors went into 600 Lowe's stores, And, you know, that's just one example. Walmart do it. There's quite a few companies. JCPenney have done it. And some of the pharmacies and one large chain in Canada, the Shoppers Drug Mart, put demand control ventilation in their stores. So all these people that have done these, and there's probably about 25 chains that we know of that have put CO2 sensors in and hardwired them through their stores, and they've been satisfied with the energy saving results using that system. But with our Wi-Fi system now, we're less than half the cost of the previous hardwired type systems, which we sold ourselves, you know, earlier, and we still do for certain applications. But more and more, I think it will move towards the wireless, because you know, it's so easy to install. We can, where it used to take 3 or 4 days of wiring sensors into a building, now in less than 1 day they can be fully operational. So it's and in the smaller stores, we've got a product now we sell for just a small retail store. This is a new one that we've developed that's very low cost, and they can install this one in about 45 minutes. It's really a simple, and it again just has a Wi-Fi sensor, goes to a rooftop air handler, controls the rooftop air handler. It'll save, in a retail store, it'll save somewhere between 15% and 30% of their annual energy cost. And in a small store, that's not a lot. But if it's in a chain where they have 1,500 stores, all of a sudden, it becomes a pretty big number.
Absolutely. George, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners in closing?
I don't know. we're involved in so many things in that whole area right now. The one thing we have done is also we've developed, there's a company that makes large dehumidification equipment, and we found that the ability to monitor the chillers is the same technology pretty well as what we needed to monitor these dehumidification equipment, which up till now have not had any kind of sensor monitoring to really provide a data flow, you know, as to what's happening with the unit,
right.
On a regular basis. So we're doing a lot in that whole area of you know, wireless monitoring, and a lot of it we tie in with Bluetooth and so on, you know, to provide detailed information, a data stream that could go to a smartphone, computer, or whatever. And so, you know, we're trying to move into the IoT world, although you're talking to a guy who's been around quite a long time, and I have to rely on some of the people, you know, in our organization and our associate companies to, because they're really, it's amazing how fast it's moving towards that end of things.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving us an update. It's always a pleasure. The only thing that I ask of you, George, is that next time you don't wait 10 months to come on my show.
Okay, we'll try and be a little more. It'll be a busy few months, whatever it is. And so, right now, it's at a stage where the next time we come on, we'll be able to talk more about results of the programs that we've initiated, and as opposed to we have some results, but we're really moving forward fairly quickly. So it'll be interesting to see, in a few months, how those programs are working.
Air Test Technologies, well, I want my listeners to take a look at it. I think they're going to have a big year in 2018. I think they're very undervalued here at a market cap of under $1.5 million. The stock fluctuates between 3.5 cents to 5 cents. George, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. It'd be my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.